So can I ask my Zappa question?
You must.
He went to high school, 10th grade, here in San Diego at Mission Bay High School. I happened to lived in that same school district. I was younger than Frank. And looking at Wiki, his dad worked the same place my dad did. And it was a, and my dad passed away. And it was a large company, but my question is, was Frank Zappa's dad ever an acquaintance of my dad?
Yes.
I think Frank's dad was a metallurgist, and my dad worked in
Florida.
The field rep area. Now, here's something that I thought was kind of strange, is that in 1956, Frank's family moved to Palmdale in the desert. In that same year, our family moved to Victorville.
Oh, that's when he got hooked up with Anton Webner, Webern.
Frank or his dad?
Frank.
Because he was about 16 at that time.
That's right.
Okay, I just thought that
Where they got the idea to make Studio Z.
I just thought that was a little coincidence that, you know, I lived...
We're so sorry. We're so
relatively
sorry.
Close to Frank.
No, now, we're sorry. It has a bad influence. It might take over some of the drollness that we'll work at. We'll work, if you'll stay with us, though, we'll work all that yucky stuff out of you, and you'll be nice and pleasant and presentable to most everyone. Just hold tight. We'll help you.
Ayanna, I want to talk about the drops. I've been on the drops for 27 months. You know, I hear all the testimonials of people that experienced energy boost and a lot of amazing things. And
you're too analytical. You're too analytical. You have changed. You don't even really recognize yourself in the mirror anymore, but you're so analyzing that you're missing the forest for those damn trees.
Okay.
Zubin Mehta had the exact same trouble with Zappa. It's the same problem. And see, living so close to him, you got the same problem. I mean, you almost flipped the Philharmonic into something really, really, really ridiculous. They even put in that movie, you probably saw it, 200 motels in there.
I heard about it.
That's when they lay it out. So, I mean, it's just stupid crazy. Okay.
Okay.
But that's not the conversation. What happens now is your skin has changed completely. Your blood pressure has leveled. It was a bit elevated before. I don't know. You may not even be aware of this, but your blood pressure has actually balanced. Your systolic still runs a little bit crazy sometimes, but that's when you go manic, which you do.
Yeah. Now, one thing I have noticed that my sleep is vastly improved. I don't sleep long, but while I'm asleep, I'm sleeping soundly for like 6 hours, five and a half, 6 hours, and then I wake up. But, you know, sometimes during the day I'm a little fatigued.
Don't argue for your limitations when you have that. Eat protein. Eat protein.
Okay.
You got to add more protein. But now stop. You started off by saying that you haven't noticed much of anything going on in your meat set body being on the drops. And we say that's not true because you don't know what you're speaking about. Look at your fingernails. No, you say you don't notice, so now you're going to notice. Look at your fingernails. Do you have fingers?
Yes.
Do you have fingernails?
Yes, I do.
Have you not noticed the thickening of your cuticles and the healthiness of your fingernails being more strong?
I think I could say yes to that. I don't pay that much attention to it, but...
Well, that's exactly what we're saying. You're not paying too much attention to any of it. And then you're sitting up here getting up and says, well, you know, I've been on this for 99 years, and I really haven't noticed much improvement. Is there some stage that I should notice that it's a good thing to be engaging in this product, however profuse?
Yeah.
And then kind of, oh, okay, well, you don't mind. We'll tell you. So we're telling you. Okay. So
everything is moving fine.
Well, you're a little backed up, but that can work out.
Okay. What was I going to say?
What's wrong with the Grand Wazoo.
Okay. That's probably something to investigate a little bit later. The restructure, that's
Ian Underwood.
Okay, the restructure is probably going to benefit, I mean, a lot of people, because we talk so much about people being protein deficient.
Yeah, but we're trying to get you to eat pig, but yes, the restructure will help, because what you don't know is they're sneaking in some good lysine, so it's going to be great.
But you're not a fan of protein powders other than, let's say, restructure, but...
We don't mind them, but you must know that they are already digested whey.
Okay.
That's what that protein is. It's already digested.
Because I probably get anywhere from 30, 40, 50 grams a day from protein powder.
Well, and sorry, you should get 200 from meat.
That sounds good.
It'll make it work. I mean, your body works. Look at your body. Do you know the shape of your body? Has your body not changed since you started this process?
Since encountering you, I eat anything and everything I want.
Yes.
You know, when I first started calling in, I was, not that I had a problem, but I was gluten-free and all that stuff, and so I just gave up.
Oh, good Lord Jesus. Might as well shoot yourself in the head and say you died of lead poisoning.
That ain't worth living.
Good.
But I lately I've noticed that my waist is trimming down a bit without really doing much about it.
Well, your body's not freaking out. You're not starving yourself anymore. Now you can actually digest things and eat things, so your body says, oh, plenty of nutrition, great, and they can let it go. Because everybody says that you are what you eat. That's not true. You are what you eat and don't poop. That's what you are.
What you assimilate. Well, you know, I did acquire the little pooch that many people talk about in the first couple of years, but in the last 3-4 months, I've withered away.
Same thing happened in the Purple Lagoon.
You told me the last time I talked to you, we were talking about the Vicks, and I went back and listened to that very carefully, and you actually told me to sell in December by triple witching, and I didn't do that. I held on to it mainly because it hadn't really jumped. You know, I take responsibility for that. But the last time I talked to you, you said if you're going to play in May, you got to stay. Now, to me, the VIX is probably one of the most manipulated indices or...
No. Dow Jones is the most manipulated.
Okay. But it seems to me that they control the S&P 500 by... moving the VIX.
Leaps and bounds. Of course they do. Because you have program trading.
Right. The VIX should...
No, wait. Now, listen, you're saying right, but nobody knows what you're talking about. If you have a VIX, there are buy and sell orders that are computer programmed from your institutional trading that automatically makes a buy and automatically makes a sell, and when it hits 11.2%, it automatically makes a short. It automatically shorts it, knowing that even if they win or lose, they're not going to win or lose much. The Yale Trust Fund is not interested in making money. It's interested in keeping that which it has. So it pitches and catches just so it's orgasming with itself. It's like Bob. They're buying and selling to themselves, and they're their only business. And the only way they're going to get rich is to buy more and sell more to and from themselves.
Well, they've been keeping the volatility low, but I agree. They make money when it goes up and when it goes down.
Well, they haven't been keeping it. They haven't been keeping it that way at all. What they've been doing is that there is nothing. There is nothing. There is no volatility because no one's doing anything. So in doing nothing, you say it's keeping it low. No, there's just no transactions. If you never get in an airplane and you never compress or compartmentalize the journey or the trip, you can say that the airline safety increases. Right. If you never take off the ground, then it's a safer ride than it's at 30,000 feet. So that's what's happening. Nothing's moving. They're just swapping money back and forth.
The volume of trading is very low.
Nothing. Nobody's doing anything. They're waiting to see if it's going to die or bust or blow. Or they know Jimmy Diamond's going to have a bowel movement, and when he does, it'll all be over then, and there you go.
You've talked about Deutsche Bank recently, and you talked about them a couple years ago. With $72 trillion in derivatives, they're probably going to be the first one to go, aren't they?
Yeah, we said that a long time ago.
So that's going to create a daisy chain and
Well, they can't cover it, see? Then they're trading at $17.54. And John's doing a very good job. We can't believe he's held it together this long, but it's going to be sad.
In your revelation, Deutsche Bank is represented by the Church of Laodicea?
That's correct.
When I read that reference in Revelation, I gather from that that they're complacent. Is that an accurate word to describe? Because that described the people in the Church of Laodicea.
Now, the Philadelphians are complacent, I think.
As well.
Okay.
The GE Philco.
Oh, well, okay.
GE Philco.
They're all complacent?
Yeah, otherwise they wouldn't need a John to come tell them how fucked up they were, and that they are the demise of fallen civilization, and that they're going to cause Moon Unit to be born and brought on this earth, and all other ridiculous and inappropriate and everything ways that it's going to have to go through. All these things that you're going to pile on yourself that you're going to have to get over and get forgiveness for and get off of you and get done and get down and nut and unnut and eat and poop and find and look and throw and then spray on a peat bog and eat it again and all this stuff. You go through all this crap and you cause it all, and it's ridiculous. You should have never done it. You should have just stayed God, but what do we know? We just work here.
Okay, Mark, you've gone through a lot of topics. We're going to go back over every topic because you keep missing things. You don't stay long enough. You sound nervous or excitable. Yeah, nervous. And so we're going to calm you down.
He's driving. He's driving. He never gets to drive. And he watches other people drive. And we talk about castles for 99 years. And so now it's different because
he was driving. He watches the financial news?
No, not really.
Which
but he now he comes
see,
in to a point where he can have conversation and have the things to say.
Hey, Mark.
Once he has something to say, he's driving.
I'm going to mute Ion. Ion's going on too much. So we're going to mute Ion. Hopefully Ion won't. You know, pout and leave, but
Bob, you're muted.
A couple
you're
points
muted.
Here.
Bob, I can't hear you.
I'm not muted. How come you can't? Anybody else hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, so listen. Ian said Grand Wazoo. That's a Zappa album, about 1972.
Yeah.
And then he said Ion Underwood. He's making a joke on Ian Underwood, the main flute and horn player around Zappa, a pretty good musician.
Okay.
So you're missing the little references. But now let's go back. Ian said that they're just moving money back and forth, waiting for Jamie of J.P. Morgan, I guess. Do you agree with that, that they're just tactility? There's no purpose in their exchange?
Well, I think what they're trying to do is control the markets. You know, if it starts to drop, they buy futures and lift it up. I think they would like it to go higher, but there's natural market forces that are selling because of all the bad economic data. The market is the last thing that the Fed and Wall Street can look to because behind the scenes of all the economic data, the unemployment reports, the inflation numbers, the GDP, it's not representing strong data. They're all manipulated indices. Ion would probably agree that real unemployment, if you consider disgruntled workers and people that have left the workforce, is about 22-23%. And yet the administration says, they say it's 4.9%. Inflation is much higher than 1.7%, and in their basket of goods, they throw out all the things that go up. So obviously, it's going to be a low number.
So they're moving the data, money data, back and forth, going nowheres to keep looking busy, that there's some activity called Wall Street happening. You agree that they can carry on with this till the cows come home, and it'll never collapse.
It's already collapsed. Bobby, hey, hold on a second.
It's already collapsed, but if they keep it moving, tactile-wise, keep talking and typing to each other, then they don't have an official collapse. It's not going to be registered as a collapse.
As long as there's paper trades with unlimited funds through the primary dealers like J.P. Morgan through the Fed, I think they can move the market anywhere they want it. All the experts say that you can't fool with Mother Nature. And when things start, like the banks we talked about, Deutsche Bank, if Deutsche Bank goes under, which they should, real soon,
they won't.
And they're all interlinked.
They just keep typing. They just keep typing. They can't collapse.
Well, you could say Lehman collapsed. What about Lehman?
Well, that was probably manipulated. That was a token. That was Lee Harvey Oswald. They had to pretend there was a collapse to get everybody depressed, and then have him bring in the Patriot Bill or something. They probably had reasons to make people tighten up more, which they did in 2009, 2010.
You know who was kind of responsible for Lehman really starting to decline? Is Deutsche
Bank. Bob.
Well, it was me, but go ahead, Deutsche Bank.
Okay, Deutsche Bank came out with just a couple months before with a they downgraded their credit rating, and that was the start of their descent. Their stock started losing value, and the Federal Reserve could have saved them, but they chose not to. And I think it was to eliminate
Martin.
Competition.
Out in China, there's all these layers. There's when the stock market crashes, who gets nailed? It's the little man. The company still stays standing. So
sure.
You got to distinguish. You know, when you have a foul ball, Bob, the Deutsche Bank will probably still pretend it's alive and kicking and get bailed out. But there are the millions of people that experience the fall. So the fall is real for them.
It is. Yeah, you're correct.
But then they go get other jobs or take drugs, and they carry on their miserable lives anyway.
Yeah, but it's even more miserable. Like, I believe there's 22% unemployment because, you know, that's what I see.
But they're not unemployed. They're on welfare, and they're listening to YouTubes and masturbating and taking cocaine and running Little League baseball. They're just carrying on. You just get bumped around a bit. And then you come back, and then you get a little part-time job.
Well, bumped around a bit may be what would happen to you, but when it happens to someone who drinks themselves into oblivion, gets a heart attack, ends up in hospital with a triple bypass and on 12
they find
drugs,
out the magic,
that's a little...
They find out the magic of magnesium then.
And if they're lucky, they find us.
So Ian says there are a lot more people dying than is registered. They haven't got enough body bags all over America. So,
right.
Yeah, everybody's dropping off. It's an absolute state of anarchy, would you say, Ion, at most levels? Is it
sounds
anarchy
good to us.
Bad?
It's coming. You're fixing
you like
to see
anarchy.
It. Because now they blow up an airport and an entire country is shut down. Now they walk through and they make their own pipe bombs and their own bathtub. It's amazing with all this unemployment that they get the finances to build all these bombs. It's pretty amazing. They should go into the bomb-making business to help the jihadists and the ISIL and the ISI and the LISI and the NISI blow everything up, and it would be great. They can make a fortune just making bombs for them, making dirty smart bombs and ugly bombs and mean bombs and happy bombs. Just make bombs for people. It'd be a great business opportunity.
So, Mark, you make your living in the market?
No, but I've been trading for 20 years, and I'm very interested in it.
Have you made any money on it? Have you made any money?
Well,
you had silver, you sold it.
Well, without throwing numbers around, in 2011, because I had put a lot of money into the metals, I did very well, and of course, the metals have gone down. So, you know, I wrote that down. And
no, money went up. Money went up. The metals stayed the same.
Okay, right. Ion's correct. And other parts of the world, because currencies are devaluing, their price of gold has gone up. I mean, gold has gone up in their currencies, whereas the U.S. dollar, it's made a recent climb, but it's far below its peak of $1,900. Over the years, I've made a lot of money in the market, but now
but then you're still in there.
No, but no.
Yeah, what now?
Okay, here's the deal. Every since Ion, I realize the markets are totally rigged, but it's even gotten worse. And now the only thing that I buy is what Ion says. I owned a chunk of SO, I bought the VIX. I bought the TTT. If Ion gives me a company, I'm going to go buy it. But I know it's so manipulated that, I'm just a sitting duck.
Sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee.
What does that mean?
Yeah, Ion, what does that
mean,
waiting on the
that?
Robert E. Lee?
Yeah. You said it a million times.
Yeah, look it up. It's a song.
No, we know. So we know it's a song. So what's it mean? What's the context for your use of it?
You're waiting.
You're a sitting
Everybody's
duck.
Everybody's just waiting. Yeah. You're a waiting sitting duck. So, Mark, you made some money, and then you lost it, and then you got it back, and then you lost it, and you're paying attention to all the stuff all the time?
Yeah, I'm reading
news
all the time, but I'm not investing. You know, I bought, for example, SO probably 2 years ago, and I haven't sold one share, and, I'm looking to buy more. And
roll your dividends back into the stock.
I do that, yeah.
Is SO Southern Company?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like ESSO, so, okay, Southern.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Southern. SO half an hour ago. You were talking about SO.
Yeah, S-O, I'll just say S-O. Southern.
Well, Ian just said something. He told you to flip something, or I don't know what the word was. Did you hear it?
Yeah, take your dividends and just flip them
roll
back
the dividends
to buy more
into shares. Yeah. Yeah, I'm
right. Even though, like, when you buy at 42 and now it's 51, it's still worth it to keep buying at the high, flipping into your dividends at 51 and not wait for it to go back down, Ion?
Yes, still continue. Just let it roll. Let it roll.
Let it roll.
You tell your money
manager to have an automatic when you get your quarterly to just dump it back into.
You can just do a drip. Just do a drip.
Don't try to time the market and sell and buy back in. Mm-hmm. So,
Mark, what Ian is saying is that there is a comeuppance day. I'm saying we have endless typing. It's been going on for decades. But Ian says something is going to happen that'll be a dramatic crash or collapse or interruption. You notice he's implying that, right?
Yeah, and I think it's this year, 2016.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mommy and Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all while they're waiting with banjos and syncopating. What they're saying, well, they keep playing and humming and swaying. It's the good ship, Robert E. Lee, that comes to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffle along. See them shuffle along. Oh, take your best gal, real pal, go down to the levee. I said to the levee, join the shuffling throng. Hear the music and song. It's simply great, Nate, waiting on the levee, waiting on the Robert E. Lee. Whistles are blowing and smokestacks are showing. The ropes they are throwing, excuse me, I'm going to a place where all the harmonious is. Even the preacher, they say, is a dancing teacher. Have you been down there to say that you've been around there? Have you ever go there where you always be found there? Why, dog one, dog gone, here comes my baby on the good ship, Robert E. Lee. Watch them shuffle along. See them shuffle along. Oh, take your best gal and real pal down to the levee. I said the levee. Join the shuffling throng. Hear the music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee. Waiting on the Robert E. Lee. So what that's trying to tell you is buy cotton.
Buy cotton. Okay.
See, Bob got you there,
Mark,
because he made you squeeze. Bob made you squeeze it. You never got that. We weren't going to tell you. But
okay,
you pushed it. This is Bob.
Is that
you
a
make
song
money,
by
you
the
have
band?
To give that to Bob. You have to give that to Bob.
Okay.
Is that a song by the band, this Robert E. Lee stuff? Is that the band? I remember them singing something like that.
No, it was sung by Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland.
Oh, so it's done by many people. Waiting, he says on, but it's listed as waiting for the Robert E. Lee. American popular song composed in 1912. So the band did this?
Ion references the day they burned Old Dixie down.
As well.
Too, by the band.
Yes. So, look, I want something actual. So, Mark, grill Ion on when this crash is going to happen. You watch. It'll all dissolve into nebulous. A
when the ICE cotton futures trade at 55 cents, that's when you know.
Okay.
Well, you got that, Mark?
Yeah. Yeah, that's easy to.
Ain't even hard to cipher that one, is it?
No.
Yeah,
no.
What did he say? Let's hear what he said. Too garbled here to know what.
Okay, what I heard was when the cotton futures hit 55 cents, that's when things are going to roll over.
Well, how is it going to manifest? What kind of rollover? You're going to be out of work? No trading?
Well, it's right now 62 cents to 66 cents. It's now 62 cents to 66 cents.
Yeah.
So no, I think what was the number he said it's going to go to, Mark?
55.
When it goes to 55,
yeah.
Cotton futures will go to 55 cents, right?
Yeah.
And what will happen? What's going to happen, Ion?
Nothing. That's when he should buy it.
Nothing. See, that's when you buy it. And why would one? Why? You see how? If we don't pursue this, Mark, you walk away with a lot of fucked up assumptions. You're not getting anything clear. There's no crash implied there.
Okay. See, I was thinking crash.
No, we told you to buy cotton.
Yeah.
Because of the Robert E. Lee.
So what do? You buy cotton and do you hold on to it, Ion?
Well, this is future, so no. You put a contract price of when you want it to go, and then you wait for a good crop.
Is there any market significance to this Jubilee that we're in right now, Jubilee year, which is the 50th year?
We know. Forget all that shit. Much of shit.
That's for everybody else.
Time. It's crap. No. It's a jubilee if you get out of it with your panties on straight. It'll be a jubilee.
Okay.
So sorghum's going up, too. Sorghum's going up, too.
Yeah, you've been talking a lot about that lately.
It's one of the most basic, simple sugars that is close into what we create, what Dr. Dean is creating.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, Mark, we haven't learned anything.
Is there any
significance to the cotton? Yes, there is. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Three bags full. No,
okay.
Not to the crash. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Three bags full.
What's significant about the cotton, Ion?
Well, it's soft, and it's nice, and it's comfortable. And you can weave it into material, and it wears better than mink, ermine, or sable. Not quite as hot.
Is it going to go up because synthetic materials are going to go by the wayside?
No, actually, synthetics are going to increase because no one uses oil for anything. You have such a world glut of oil that you're going to have more polyester and rayons and spandex and lots of spandex. You need the spandex to hold up your little tushy. The spandex will hold up your little tushy, yeah.
Well, is cotton going to be used for something other than textiles?
Maybe.
So, Mark, what did we learn about ASEAN?
Well, I don't know if we've learned anything about that.
Well, it was talked about, and Ion said that they kind of have to agree among themselves, and that is why the money can't land.
The key point I got out of what Ion said is hold on to it because it's going to go up.
The ASEAN? We're talking about ASEAN.
No, no. Okay. Ion, that was related to the selling of treasuries.
That is correct.
That comment. So, Bob, Ion gave a stock pick that hasn't materialized yet, and he's saying, hold on to it, it will.
And you've bought some stock on his suggestion?
Yes.
Now, he says the ASEN committee prevents it from landing.
No, it's what's blocked it so far. It's why he hasn't already gained from it.
Yeah. What will stop them from blocking it?
The problem with socialism, Bob, is that sooner or later, they run out of other people's money.
The marker point when they determine they've run out of people's money is manipulated.
Manipian satire at its finest.
So, Mark, they know that everybody's waiting for crashes, so they're never going to have one. They're just going to keep typing to each other. So when we talk about these people typing back and forth, is anybody making any profit, or do they make some profit and then it drops down, they lose it, then they get it back, then they lose it? Is there anybody in Wall Street making money?
Well, I think some of them do. The Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan's, they're on the inside, so they can even make the market, you know. If the administration, the government, is supporting, let's say, J.P. Morgan.
Wait. He's talking about President Trump now, y'all, so hold on. Things are fixing to change, but go ahead.
If the administration views that whatever tactics they employ is in the best interest of the overall market and the banking system, they will endorse anything. They will print money like they've been doing and funnel it to J.P. Morgan, and J.P. Morgan can buy S&P futures and, you know, elevating that market, and they can encourage companies to buy, you know, stock buybacks, which has been the primary driver of the S&P. And so there's no end of shenanigans that they can implement, but at some point there's going to be a crash. You can't just manipulate this forever. They've been doing it since 1971, I would say, at least.
Well, they can do it forever. I'm trying to find out what's the factor that makes Ion's prediction of a kind of a crash or stopping.
Well, let me ask. Okay,
forth.
I think it's Deutsche
ask
Bank.
Ask Ion that.
Ion, is Deutsche Bank's pending failure, is that going to be the trigger for the collapse of the economy, the market, let's say?
One of six.
Okay, so we're talking about Barclays and probably Citigroup and a few others. Are they basically the six of the churches mentioned in Revelation?
Okay, yeah, we go with that.
So the big banks, Credit Suisse, throughout the global banking system, there's going to be a handful of them that bring down the whole system.
Wait till they break up the EU. That's going to get fun.
But, Mark, they're not going to. The system's not going to crash. Ion's got you waiting for something that is not going to happen. But if it does happen, find out from Ion what will make it happen.
He just said basically the six banks, and Deutsche Bank is one of them. So it's going to be a banking crisis, a credit crisis.
What's going to cause it? Ask Ion,
what's going to be the determining factor that starts this domino chain of events that collapses
Bob.
The system? Bob's going to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
He says, I have to decide. I don't know what the content of the decision would be, so it's never going to be decided, so it's not going to crash.
Yeah.
I haven't got enough information to decide.
Right now.
Here's an indicator to me that the banks and the central banks are panicking, because as Ion's been talking about for a couple of years, around the globe, they're starting to implement negative interest rates. There's negative interest rates on sovereign debt, but there's also countries like Japan, I think Sweden and Finland, and I think it's coming to Switzerland.
They're doing yen and carry trades again. They'll pay you a ton of money to take yen and do something with it.
Yeah. I mentioned the last time we talked about the Federal Reserve going to a cashless digital system. And, Larry Summers came out recently with, he was involved with the administration, Obama. He came out recently and said we ought to eliminate the $100 bill, which represents 78% of the paper money in circulation by value. Ion, are they going to be able to force that on the people in the U.S.?
Well, depends.
It depends on whether the people take it lying down or...
Bob.
Depends on Bob. Bob, you're holding up the whole system. You ought to just let it go.
But he wants you to make sure you let him get his futures contracts in place before you let it go, Bob.
Hey, I don't even care about the futures contracts. That's a dangerous trade.
Oh, futures are great when you have no time. Futures are great when you have no time.
Yeah. You were in a conversation with Chad a couple months ago, and I tried
to go back. We love number one. We love number one.
Yeah, I know you do. I was trying to locate that again, and I couldn't, but you said something that I thought was kind of key. He was talking about should he shift his investments into dollars or buy Southern Company, and you gave him some advice, and you made a statement along the lines of, why do you want to go create all these buckets of money that you hide everywhere that you'll never be able to access? And, you know, to me, that says that if the system does go down, all these investments are digital investments.
Hello?
They're moot.
Is that what you were trying to convey to Chad, Ian, is that, hey, you can do all these wonderful things and you can buy all these stocks and invest in the Forex and trade Canadian dollars for U.S.?
That's all gone now. And isn't the Forex gone now?
Probably. But is that what you were trying to tell him, is that a lot of this stuff you'll never see?
Well, it's not about seeing. What you use this for is you use it for confidence so that you can be boisterous and you've got success and you've got something under your belt and you've got something holding you up and you're a powerful God in your kingdom so you can do things that other people can't afford to do. And it gives you, you borrow credibility. The doctors do the same thing. They figure out something, and they're just a regular doctor, and then they figure out something. Then they become Crawford Long, and they invent anesthesia, and then all of a sudden they're a big dick, and then they're somebody. That's what the investments do, is they loan you credibility so you can get some of your very own.
In the most cases, you don't have that in your possession. So,
you never. So your investments are under your bed. There's someone else takes care of them for you. So, yeah, you never have them.
But if you have physical gold and silver in your possession, that's...
Then you have to pay somebody to guard it.
Yeah, and I think the depositories would be susceptible to raiding, too.
Force majeure.
Take me out of the pocket dimension.
But it's so much fun. You work so hard to get there. Why do you want to leave? You just got started.
Do you want to ask a question to Dan?
Susanna can't hear anything. She thinks that there's no one in the room.
She's in a pocket dimension. Because she's in a pocket dimension, and she's asking us to take her out. And so she can't hear us, but she thinks she's lost.
Wow, you guys just
came back. Are you back?
You guys are back. Wow, that was weird.
How about them smackers, honey? And see, they say we don't do parlor tricks.
Were you anticipating my question, Ian, and that's why I went into a pocket dimension?
But of course, darling. And we about run it as far as we could. If we went much further with your last victim, we would have undone all of the Eastern Seaboard with money talk. So we had to slow that down a little bit before it got ugly.
Okay.
Well, Mark,
Much was wrong.
Yes, I am.
Still here?
Still there.
Yes, I am.
How do we get over to Susanna? Was there a lull there?
I kept
hearing Susanna say, hello, and Bob, you didn't answer, and finally I said something in a little break so she wouldn't feel like she was swimming out and beyond yonder.
Yeah, because actually what she was screaming was, would somebody let me out of here? Let me out of here!
And I responded...
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you.
She's come to save the day. Happy day.
We're trying to figure out why Ion says there's going to be a day of reckoning.
We didn't say a day of reckoning. We say we reckon. We reckon there'll be a day of reckoning. Wreck them, hell, it'll probably kill every one of them.
You see, he's going to just deny everything we're saying that he said.
We're just getting there, like everything else that the breadcrumbs told us. We finally know that we know that we know.
Well, I and a lot of
people keep asking.
Where's the fall?
Ion will not say when. When will it happen?
There's no time.
There is no when.
It already did for a million people.
It already did. So it's happened, and it's happening, and it'll continue to happen.
No, Ion is not giving us a win.
And Bob keeps saying no, so it'll force a big rupture.
Hey, and Bob, you've said many times, Ion's got to be careful because he makes markets. So, you know, I don't think he's going to be able to give us a date.
Why is he saying he's going to do it then?
Because you keep asking.
Yeah, and he doesn't give any answer.
Yeah, because he can't.
Something will happen that he didn't predict, and he'll say, we told you a million times for the last 5 years. And he didn't tell us, Ion. I'm trying to get you for day one to say something about this.
Is it when the seven churches come ask Bob for gold, when that's the catalyst, and he says, no, you can't have any?
No, I don't have any gold.
Ion, just tell us. Tell us the difference, the manipulation.
Why don't you get specific? What are you being specific about, Ion? Nothing. Okay, I'll undo
it. Well, happy days. Well, you muted us. We already told you, so get it on the archive.
No, you didn't. No. You can't.
No. We're not going to say because we did already.
You did what?
We told you when it was going to be exactly. And you said we wouldn't say so. Yes, we did. And you muted it, and then you wouldn't unmute it, so you got what you get. It's like man backing at the whorehouse,
Look at that. He claimed he went to the whorehouse, and he didn't. You did it, but you waited till we were muted. So it doesn't count.
We weren't muted. You is the muter in the mutation.
Yeah, okay. Either way, do it now when we're all here.
Was the date of the collapse mentioned already in this conversation?
Yes.
Okay, because there was one date mentioned.
What is it?
What was it?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
Here's what I'm thinking. You know, I mentioned that he was talking to Deb about Southern Company, and he said on June 25th, you'll be able to buy it for $41.61. Now, that's almost a 20% drop in SO, which has had a strong showing in the last 3, 4, 5 months. So if a strong company like that drops 20%, there's a lot of other companies that are probably going to drop a lot further.
They'll be probably wiped out. But that's not the point. The crash has already happened, as it's been said. It's already done. They're just
How do you define crash? And how do you define crash? What crashed?
Oh.
You don't give any details.
They ceased trading on the U.S. Stock Exchange?
Well, no, they're sending money back and forth constantly to each other.
No, I know, but they don't do international wire transfers now.
And did that end in 2006? 10 years ago? 2008.
When Merrill Lynch fell.
What happened in 2006 with Jon Snow and him quitting? And that period, you said something dramatic happened there with Swift.
They closed, yeah. Swift, ABA right. Swift, that's when they got caught without their money.
And then 2 years later, 2008, what is the acronym you say was affected?
There are only telexes now. You can't do an international ABA SWIFT. Those are all closed, gone. They do all
telexes. Yeah, that happened
telexes.
In 2006.
You got to have the money.
Now, what happened,
you can't
happened in 2008 is different. See, it happened in 2006.
It caught up,
saying
it caught up to the world. The world recognized
what happened
it. No
in
one else.
What happened in 2008 as opposed to 2006? What happened in 2008?
Blip.
Yeah, what happened in 2008 as opposed to 2006? You just going to say 2008 was the catching up?
No. 2006 is when they started being bad, which means they were doing international wire transfers and they didn't have the money to back them. In 2008, they got caught at it. And Merrill Lynch had to go out of business completely. Now they're absorbed in some bastion, little stepchild of it is dangling somewhere around Nations Bank's BofA, Bank of America. But that's when it happened. They got caught with their panties down. And now from there forward, with the United States, they can no longer do SWIFT ABA transfers anymore.
What does that affect? Anybody
that means
notices?
If you're sending international wire transfers, they have to have the money.
And a lot of typing and sending carries on. There's no dramatic effect from that 2008 event.
If you're buying or selling medium-term notes, there is, because there's no float to back you. You have to have your cash up front.
Mark, did you see The Big Short?
Yes, I did.
Didn't it end with everybody just depressed because there was new legislation and it was no fun playing the markets anymore? Is that how it ended?
That's because they have to pony up your money now. There's no float anymore. When there's no more SWIFTs, you
right.
can't play anymore.
So,
yeah,
Mark,
is there a
lot of people not doing it, or is there still a million suckers doing it?
What I understand is that your mom-and-pop investors are basically out of the market. You know, they got hammered in 2000 and then again in 2008. So it's institutions and the big banks that are doing most of the trading.
And they're just keeping visual space going, you could say. They're keeping visual space.
Yeah. Yeah.
The meme of visual space going.
Yeah, they're just trading up in, you know, there's people that buy and just like on the COMEX, you know, where they trade gold and silver, paper gold and silver. The institutions come in and buy, and then when the price goes up a bit, the counter to that, you know, let's say the J.P. Morgans and Credit Suisse and Bank of Nova Scotia and all this stuff, they come in and they flood it with sell orders and drive the price down and cover their orders and pick up metal. And
they make money. They make
money,
right?
Yeah, they make money.
And where does that go? Who gets that?
Well, it goes in their accounts, but, you know, it's digits, too. See, the oligarchy, they have more to lose than the average person because they've got billions and millions. They're probably fighting every day, coming in, sweating bullets, just like Janet Yellen. She doesn't even know what to do anymore.
Are you sure she doesn't know what to do?
She gave testimony this week, and
yeah.
one of the economists asked her, does the Fed any longer have any credibility? Because you say you can't raise rates, you're not going to do it now, and yet every measurement and guideline, unemployment, GDP, inflation, meets the criteria, and you're paralyzed. And she went into this nonsensical response that no one knew what she said. And one guy, I wrote this down because I think you would get a kick out of it. Let me see if I can find it here real fast. One guy said it was a 261-word answer that was a jumbled nightmare of James Joycean stream of consciousness integrated with high-end econobabble that we are unable to follow.
I've heard that complaint made several times over the last 10 years about some expert. They're incomprehensible. Now, Ian, what are you celebrating about Janet Yellen? That she can do the babble?
That she's holding your world together, Bob.
What is it based on, since she babbles, if asked to speak to the rest of the world?
So do you, Bob.
No, what does she do? How is she? What's she doing?
She does what you
do,
Bob. She's holding the boat.
Yeah, she shows up for work.
Holding the boat.
She shows up, Mark, and pretends she's doing something.
The day after she gave her testimony and saying, hey, we're going to hold off, we're not going to raise rates in March, then some of the Fed governors a day or two later come out and say, hey, I think it's time we raise rates. You know, they get up to the finish line and they stop, and then they're talking a great game. Look what happened in December when she raised rates. And Ion, you and I talked about this a year ago. We never thought she would raise rates. I think the only reason she did it was for credibility purposes.
She had to have leverage so she wouldn't go immediately to minus interest rates. Interest rates make your money have a different capacity. Do you realize how much Lafferty's ice cream Bob can buy if he starts having to pay to keep his money in the bank? It will get ugly.
Yeah, he's got a lot of money.
She did raise the interest rates. We're still here today. What happened of any consequence on
it? Right after that, the Dow dropped 1,000 points.
Is it back up, Mark?
Yeah, it's pretty much back up.
Yes, it's back up. It doesn't matter that it dropped.
Okay, but the thing is, they couldn't control that 1,000-point drop. Now, maybe they joined in and went short on the way down, and then when they decided enough is enough, then they piled in on the long side. But, you know, the next time could be a 2,000-point drop. And in 2008...
Well, it'll come back. We're not going anywhere. There's no movement. There's just dramatic vicissitudes, which always get canceled out. And I'm saying Ion implies something is going to break in a very realistic way, and he won't describe what that'll be or how it'll be.
See, I think
when it will be.
When we use terms like crash or collapse, I think we're not defining what that means. To me, if the market drops 2,000-3,000 points, let's say the Dow, that's a major correction. It seems that they will be able to push the market anywhere they want. But again, remember what I said about a half hour ago? There are only about, and Ion knows the exact number, but there are about six companies that are responsible for the gains in the S&P. And this quarter alone, the companies are scheduled to buy back $165 billion of their own stock. And so it raises the stock price as a result of low interest debt. But the company is no better off, and at some point, you just can't keep doing that.
But they are. You can keep doing it. You can keep doing it.
I think Ion would say there's a breaking point. So
well, he won't describe what that was.
At some point, you go private. Sometimes you go stealth. You buy all your stock back, and then you go private. Then that's even better. Then you don't have to pitch and catch. You got it. Boom. That's good. Invert it.
Gave a solution. There's no crash there. Ion did not give you a crash scenario. There isn't any coming.
That wasn't the conversation. The conversation was, at some point, you can't buy all your stock. And we say, yes, that's when you go private.
Ion, let me ask you this question.
Why don't we stay on this topic, Mark, tag team him, and get Ion to say uncle.
Uncle.
My next question is related. This crash or correction, major correction, is it in any way connected with China being added to the world reserve currency starting in October?
Now, we would say the mountain, but Bob says we have to say uncle.
Don't let him distract you. That's funny, but not relevant to the question, I
It am. Is, too. It's exactly what puts China's yuan in the basket.
Well, what's it mean to be in the basket? Is that a bad situation?
They joined the U.S. and five other countries that are considered world reserve currencies. China's been trying to get in it for a while. And
They get in there. Why is that a crisis or a problem, Ion? And who's it a problem for?
Because you'll be adding all of the debt of China into the soup.
You know, Bob.
This is Baudrillard. You know, Baudrillard talks about this, that there can't be a crash in the orbiting solar economy. Can't be one.
But, you know, what I said to you, one of our previous conversations, is Baudrillard died before the 2008 crash. I think he died in 2007.
He did.
He's a French citizen, and so anything that he knew about the Great Depression, he read in textbooks or whatever, or...
But, he's saying Baudrillard's a crack, Bob. That's what he's saying, and we agree.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can't support your statement, Ion. You're not explaining why there will or how. Well, I didn't say I could. I asked the question.
We already said uncle.
What do you think of that, Mark? You've been talking to a thing that says, well, Bob's going to decide. Have you told your buddies that guy up in Maui is going to decide this? Do you dare say that to anybody?
Yeah, they're going to poison the leopard's ice cream so they can take control and give him LSD so he can say, push the button now, Anna. I've had my ice cream. It's time to go. I have a bathtub full of the new drop with the super rose oil, and it's the best ever. Now I can go ahead and transition to the world of Michael Jackson. Yep, that's okay. And that's what they're going to get.
So when Joan goes on Charlie Rose explaining the RNA drops, chromosome 14, she'll sound just as bad as Janet Yellen. They'll say,
oh, maybe
so a lot
not.
Of people
Surely
complain.
No. That, she probably won't be that bad. No, probably won't.
Now, Bob,
won't be that bad.
Okay,
Bob,
so
a lot of people commented on her.
When you add China to the world reserve currency mix, you're taking a percentage of the pie away from the other participants. You know, I think right now they're saying they're going to go in at 11%. So that's 11% that is taken away from Japan, Canada, U.S. I think Switzerland has a small piece in there. That could be a factor.
October, November is when Trump wins the election. Ian, is that going to shock something? Is Trump going to be a factor?
He should.
Are you saying he should be a factor?
Yes, he should be a factor. You're saying, is he going to be a factor? And we say he should.
He should be. And what would that lead to if he was a factor?
Locking people in little rooms and making them solve their problems and not letting them out until they agree. Or they say uncle. And if they don't agree, then they have to go to Guantanamo and be waterboarded and worse.
The last thing that either party wants is for there to be a crash right before the election, because the fingers will be pointed at the current administration, and they don't want that.
Oh, you mean the same way that Donald Trump gets up there and says, guys, what's going on? You don't have any control of your borders. We're going to have to build a wall. You're going to have to figure out what's going on. We don't know what's going on. Are you serious? Are you nuts? We've got to figure out what's going on. And then they blow up all of Brussels, and nobody says anything. They're like, oh, well, we're going to really raise up our stance, and we're not going to let all those refugees, those damn sand niggers, come in here on our country. We're not going to have that. We're not going to do that. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's singing the praises of the one Donald Trump on his position, however provocative, on what he said all along. And he just had balls enough to say it when everybody else was being so PC, they didn't feel they could get away with it. He doesn't care to get away with it because he knows he's going in anyway. It doesn't make any difference to him. He's like, you'll figure it out. Get out.
My point being is that there's going to be a major correction or a crash. It's going to happen sooner than later. They're not going to allow it to happen late in the year. They wouldn't want that. They would want an opportunity to be able to let the markets drop and then correct it and take credit for reviving the markets.
So, Mark, if the crash happens sooner, what is going to be the effects in the world?
Like you've said, the little guy isn't going to be affected. I think the big banks, maybe they're going to talk about bail-ins. Ion knows that in the Dodd-Frank bill signed in 2008, there's provisions in there, I think, for bail-in of depositor money. Any money in banks, once you deposit it, if you read the fine print, you're basically loaning them the money, and there's risk involved. You know, they don't have your money in the bank. It's
where can you put your money?
10% is the reserve amount that they have to carry. RNA drops, yeah.
What about the drops? Why is Ian saying RNA drops?
Someone said, where do you put your money? And Ion said, RNA drops.
You're not making any sense, are you? What have you said? That nobody's going to say what is. Janet Yellen couldn't say it.
No.
Yes, she did. She said, beware the Jabberwocky. She said, the marketable infrastructure, infrastructure from a gibbly gob of the knobby nibbers, the nibber knobbers have come over and they have taken the knives. The knives have come to nose the nagers. The nagers will come to nose the knives. If you can know the knives, then the nagers will have to adjust interest rates to a deflationary precursor event. the precursor event will trigger an autonomic response. The autonomic response is people will start spending the money that they're holding back that doesn't have any value. Now, don't forget, you have trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that you now owe interest on to everybody in the world, not yourself. So we're going to have an austerity buyback program of our own debt. We're going to buy and eat our own debt. We're going to take our own money and give the money to ourselves, and instead of spending the money, we're going to burn it up in a stove. And we're going to burn up the money that they're spending to make it balance. And once it balances, we can be out of debt.
Does that make any sense, Mark, what he just said?
Beware the Jabberwocky.
No. Yeah, beware the Jabberwocky. No, you know, I'm going to have to go back and listen to all this and see if there's additional questions. But, hey, I wouldn't expect Ion to say, okay, on this date at 12:01, everything is going to collapse because,
he's telling people to get happy or die or get out.
Yeah.
Why is he saying these things? When did that demand have become so prominent? What made it prominent? Ian, why did you start saying that? What changed in the world for you to make that drastic command?
You've become Bob.
Yeah, you put on me all the time.
Money is so worthless now, we have to buy it up and burn it in a stove.
As long as you keep doing something with it. Just doing something moves the reality forward.
And you take the ashes out of the money that you burn up. You take the ashes and save it in a little thing. And next Ash Wednesday, you can anoint yourself with the ashes of the national debt that's now been all burned up away. Isn't that nice?
And the way it helps you, Bob, is it makes more carbon so that we can use it to change the environment.
Do you agree with Dr. Dean, Ion? I don't know why I'm asking you, Ion. Come on, Ion. Take a stab at making a complete sentence with a punchline and a marker.
Here's what Ion's saying. They have made money so worthless that there's no standard anymore.
People are still using money.
But we're
Mark's still investing.
Are they? Whoa.
Yes,
you don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're saying.
Whoa, yes, they
what
do.
Money,
they
what
are.
Money? What money are they using? They have a digitized number in a box that they move number to another box. That's not money.
Yeah, it's not money, but it is the same purpose. It means something that he can draw on.
No, it doesn't, because if it disappears.
People worry.
Hey, Carol, this is not your field. This is not medicine.
Oh, it is
He's
medicine.
Doing good,
people
though. It is medicine.
Sick.
Yeah.
No,
you're getting a spoonful of the medicine, a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah,
a spoonful of super sugar makes the medicine go down.
Of sugar, Carol. That's all you're dealing with.
And we're making the sugar.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm causing it.
Okay.
I'm making the fucking sugar.
Yeah.
I'm causing the shit. I'm solving
sugar
it.
Love.
Everything is
Bob
being done by
sugar
everything.
Bob Tyler with
Sugar
Love.
Mark here following the financial news.
The London Times.
Mark
here
following the
financial news. He knows that's a British newspaper. He's taking a British newspaper to quote the world news. Very, very funny.
He's making decisions and acting on them. And
No. He's just listening to Ion. It's all over.
No.
He's just listening to Ion.
No, he isn't.
Yep, he said so.
He will re-listen.
Thank you, Mark.
He'll re-listen and do something. He'll perform within the given eternal market.
Mark said earlier that all I do now is follow Ion's advice.
So you listen every week, Mark, to see if he gave out any advice.
Oh, I do, yeah. I mean, I listen every week for everything, but when, Ion calls out something like that, I pay close attention to it. Now, like on the cotton, believe it or not, I'm probably not going to go buy cotton. You know,
why
I don't
not?
Really, up until this point, I haven't really gone to the futures market.
You're not frustrated by Ion not giving a particular specific answer?
I think buried in everything he said, there's answers. And
if not, just give us 5 minutes, or if just 5 minutes, wait, and we'll tell you the answer. We just won't do it on your command. We're not as though we were a barking dog. You won't force us to capitulate. What
you say
you
it all the
say,
time. That's
however,
what your alibi is.
So,
hey,
what
are you trying to compromise?
We'll tell you, what fun is that? Why compromise when you know?
No. You don't tell us. You're knowing in isolation.
Yes, but as a God, you've got to start knowing someplace, so you should start somewhere. Let's work
yeah, what
Bob
are you
Day.
Know?
This will be Palmer. We're going to help Bob Day. It's the Help Bob Day. We can have the Help Bob Show where all the minions of all the world can come together and assist you, Bob, to figuring out this world that you created and are running and are controlling. What do you think? You want to play?
We haven't learned anything.
Oh, alas, poor Yorick. We knew him well.
Hey, Mark, you're going to re-listen to this and make some points. You should come back and report to us what you learned, because you didn't tell us a lot since the last time you were here.
Yeah, I will. But like Ion is saying, 5 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, you're just going to blurt out something that gives the date.
Yeah.
And in 3.5 to 7 years, Bob will catch up, and then he'll be on the learning curve.
Yeah,
and, you know,
that means that it won't have happened.
You know, it doesn't really matter. If the market crashed, you know, if Ion said, okay, on April 1st, go short, and then go long on May 1st, you're going to gain from it. But the only way most of us are going to prosper is if there's a new system implemented, and that's going to be difficult. But just like the British Empire, no one thought that they would lose the world reserve currency status, and they did. You know, there's been a number of cultures that have blown it, and it's mainly been done by debasement of the currency, which we've certainly done, and fighting wars on many different fronts. And
but China, Ion says China's not going to let us collapse. Ion says the mountain will not let America, the dollar, collapse.
The mountain is not China.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Whatever, it's mountain. The mountain is not going to let it happen.
So Europe is collapsing instead.
Hey, China has $31 trillion in their banking system, and a lot of it's bad paper. And, you know, they do have gold. They've been collecting gold and silver, but they're in bad shape too. So
people are still going to work there.
There's a lot of riots there. They don't.
No, they're not going to work. They're smoking dope and listening to the telly and running around and sleeping with everything that'll be steel. They're not going to work, Bob. There's no work. They haven't been to work in forever. They went to work the same time you did. Never.
What do you want, Bob? The Black Plague to wipe out 2/3 of humanity?
Oh, we enjoyed
what do you want?
I'm trying to pin
people
Ion
got on their hands and knees, and they beg to live just one more day. We love the Black Death. It was so good. It was great.
Life had a value then.
It was worth something. Now it's not. Now it's just something you have to do. Oh, God, here I am, woke up another day. Damn you, God, you made me live through another day. Okay, I'll get up and I'll have another 8 mile here at the weekend of debauchery. We'll see how this works. I'll show you. I'll screw myself up so bad that not even I can recognize myself. Yeah, that's the ticket. I feel better now. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And then you lather, rinse, repeat yourself until the next thing you know, somebody said something fell and you didn't hope. You were so high you didn't care. It was all good. Ta-da. Ta-da.
Bob.
We throw Bob off. We threw Bob off.
Did we?
Bob, it's a Bob. It's a Bob's not life. It's fun. He won't even recognize it, and he'll go have a nervous breakdown. Now, you can ask whatever you want now. Go ahead. This is the good part.
This goes back to August of last year when we had those explosions.
Bob, sorry. He took advantage of us, Bob. We didn't know. We didn't know you were gone. He took advantage of us. We didn't know. We just had to answer. Yeah. He told us to answer the questions. You told us, Bob. Come on, Bob. You told us to answer the questions. So we have to answer the question. He's got us in a little room. He's got us in a room. We've got to do it. Okay. Go ahead. Have your way with us.
Back last August, you were talking to Kim. She asked you about that explosion at Tianjin, the port city of Tianjin in China, and whether that was the new atmosphere, and you said yes, and so you took credit for that. When I looked at this, I saw that the day before that explosion was when China devalued their currency, and that was a big shock to the world. And then for 3 days in a row after that explosion. They devalued, 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 and there were a total of 17 explosions.
They had to.
Okay, but were those explosions caused as a result of China devaluing their currency?
The other way around.
But they devalued before the explosion.
They knew.
And see, there was one explosion in Japan of a U.S. Weapons depot that was not very reported on. Was that China retaliating?
Not retaliation, just cleaning up the stuff.
Okay, so there is some connection there.
Well,
hey, Mark, we got cut off. So what's your topic here?
He knocked us into the room. He had his way with us. We couldn't help it. You told us to answer questions. You told us to answer questions.
Bobby gave me the date of the crash.
So what are these explosions?
He took advantage of us, Bob. We didn't mean to do it, but he took advantage.
Yeah, what are these explosions?
Remember last August, there were a number of explosions in China, and port cities blowing up, and key areas. There were 17 total at last count. I thought it was kind of coincidental that the first explosion occurred the very day after China devalued their currency, which really kicked into
play. Yeah, tell Bob what that is. He doesn't know.
Well, I know what the yen carry trade is. So
RMB. So it should have caused chaos in the currency markets. You know, I was trying to make the point that I think some group or entity responded to the devaluation by blowing up stuff.
And then Ian said it was reversed, that the explosion happened before the devaluation.
Yeah. No, the devaluation was caused by the explosion that was going to happen and did. Blowing up didn't cause the devaluation. The devaluation caused the blowing up.
So China knew that the explosions were going to happen.
They did it.
Oh, man. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Why did they have to make these explosions, Ion?
Oh, it's not whether we win or lose, Bob. It's how we place the blame.
They had to blame someone. They had to distract.
Yeah, they were responsible and then continued to devalue. Right after we talked about Janet Yellen's testimony the other day, the day after I mentioned these Fed governors came out and started talking tough, you know, about, okay, and then in the April meeting we're going to raise, and China quickly devalued again. Ion, were they sending a message that, hey, you start talking about raising rates and we're going to devalue our currency?
Their currency doesn't have any play in it. If they dump the treasuries further, that's worse. You will make it so non-liquid that if you had all the money that you marvelous creators have created sitting in one pile, that would be taller than the moon. So they don't want all that money out because they've made money so much that it can't contain. And you still have people walking around the planet singularly with more money than is.
Well, you've mentioned there's trillionaires out there.
Multi-trillionaires.
Yeah.
No, we think quadrillionaires, Mark.
There are some of those, too. But don't tell Obama what that is. You're going to be owing it.
Hey, Bob, I'm going to have to exit here.
Did you go to Exeter? That's a nice place.
Yeah. No. But I appreciate the time. And, Ion, thank you so much. And I'm going to go listen to this stuff, and I will come back next week and see if I can.
Go long.
I am.
Let's see if we learned anything.
Bob, you've been talking to Ion for 7 years, and I think you said you're not sure if you've learned anything.
No conclusions. No conclusions.
He now knows what cotton might be if he was to go long on it.
I know. I am going to look at that. So thank you very much.
Okay.
And thank you, Ion.
To your report.
Okay, talk to you later.
We look forward to your report, Mark.
Okay,
so when is Glenn Beck going to join us, Bob? Isn't Glenn Beck supposed to come this week?
No one's talking to Glenn.
It's not
We're not talking
what?
to him.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'm glad you said something. Here's the next thing you need him to show up and mess things up. Lord suffering cats.